I'd like to thank you for coming to the Medina Township Board of Trustees regular meeting, October 12th, 2023. The time is 7 o'clock. Can I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Eastwood?
Here.
Mr. Christopher?
Here.
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
Join me for the Pledge of Allegiance, if you can. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. If you would, please join me in a moment of silence for our first responders, both at home and abroad. Thank you. Just as a reminder for some housekeeping rules, I'd like to remind everyone to turn off their cell phones and refrain them from talking during the actual meeting. There's a recording in progress during the meetings and the microphones pick up everything. Please save your comments for the public comment portion of the meeting, and if you do wish to make a comment, please be sure to sign in on a sheet provided at the door. This will make it easier for our admin department to produce the minutes properly. If you do a public comment, we ask that we keep that to 5 minutes or less. First thing on our agenda today is a bid opening. We only have one bid for the project. For the maintenance facility. Okay. This is Exhibit H, and the bid total for this is $350,330. The contractor is Avada Contractors. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
We will be discussing this more in detail later in the meeting. I wanted that on the record. Next thing on the agenda is a new police officer.
All right, so you know, we had a recent retirement from our force and stuff like that, and we were trying to start the process last time we were talking about this, about hiring a new officer. So we've vetted him and all the things that we needed to do to make sure that that would work. And so at this time, I'd like to make a motion to appoint Brett Harrington as a full-time police officer with Medina Township Police Department. His start day will be Sunday, October 22nd of 2023. Officer Harrington will be considered a lateral transfer according to the OPBA, current collective bargaining agreement, Article 25, wages, Section 4, lateral transfer for wages only. His rate of pay will be $24.18 per hour for 2023, and he will receive the 40 hours of personal time according to Article 12, probationary period of Section 3.
I'll second.
More discussion on that?
Clarification. Did you say Sunday the 23rd?
No. Sunday the 22nd.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to, yeah, I must have missed.
Sunday, October 22nd of 2023.
Okay, great. Thank you.
I was at the interview with them. It was a good interview. We just had to go through all the procedures of all the other tests that they do. And I can get a roll call on this.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
All right. So this time, I'd like to have Brett come up. Swear in here. Maybe you just follow me on that. Okay. So you have to raise your right hand. So, aye.
Aye.
Brett Harrington.
Brett Harrington.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution.
And the laws of the United States of America.
And the laws of the United States of America.
The Constitution and laws of the State of Ohio.
The laws and the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And the resolutions of the Medina Township.
And the resolutions of the Medina Township.
Of Ohio, and I will discharge the duties of police officer.
Of Ohio, and I will discharge the duties of a police officer.
To which I have been appointed to my best ability.
To which I have been appointed to my best ability.
Well, congratulations, bud.
Thank you.
Want to get a couple photos here?
Come on, pretend like you know how to take a picture. Let's go. There we go.
Like, I don't even know who to look at. What's important to you?
Actually, I need one more.
One more? Okay.
Hold on.
Chief, you want to get in here?
Again, congratulations.
Thank you.
Welcome aboard.
Congratulations, welcome.
One, two, three. Thank you.
You're not smiling. Oh, I think they want one more, Chief.
Sorry.
You got it?
Keep up around here.
Where's my signature?
Good.
Stop moving.
You gotta sign something real fast, okay?
Now I got one spot.
I just saw.
No.
Did you leave a voice memo?
That's a good thing going on there. Next on the agenda is the approval of payroll resolution. I'd move to adopt resolution number 10122023-137 to approve payroll dated 10/13 of 2023 with a total amount of $45,702.29 with the total remaining deductions, withholdings, liabilities, $10,802.96, and incorporate this two-page document as presented.
Second.
Real quick, there was, I contacted Trustee Christopher about this, but there was not board discussion with the resolution that was passed at the last meeting. The secretary's pay was increased when she had accepted the interim records custodian position, but the resolution last week did not address that. He did not address the pay rate. It only addressed the fact that
she was stuck.
I responded to you today.
I received.
And there's no change.
Well, I know, but one trustee can't make that decision. It has to be a board decision.
There was nothing to be changed. There was no change. So the pay stays the same.
But what I'm saying is the resolution didn't address that. The resolution accepted the fact that the employee stepped back from the position, but when the increase went into effect, it was because she had accepted the...
That's not true. So no.
Well, you'd have to listen to the minutes.
If you go back to the audio minutes, 316, 135, it was not pay raise for interim custodial records keeper. It was an overall for my job performance and Elaine's raise.
Right, Elaine, the zoning inspector was made.
She had a dollar raise, yes.
Correct.
And then after the motion, it never said anything about a records custodian position.
You have to listen to
it. It had to do with them doing a good job.
They discussed some stuff before that, but it was...
So to address the question, there is no adjustment to the payroll, and that's why Trustee Christopher, I believe you said you responded.
I sent back and said there was no adjustment.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Next on our agenda would be to go into executive session. I think we're going to flip these two around. We're going to start off with the consideration of appointment of a public opinion we're going to go into executive session to consult with legal counsel regarding pending and imminent court action and to consider the appointment, employment, and compensation of a public employee. To start, we will take the three trustees and Prosecutor Lyons, and we will go into executive session. Move to go into executive session.
A second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Time is 7:13. We are returning from executive session. Time is 8:34. Apologize for the length. Appreciate your patience for those of you who could wait. We discussed a number of things out there. And one of the items had to do with employment of an employee. To help our administrative area. So
I'd like to make a motion to advertise for a part-time administrative assistant. The hours will be approximately 20 hours per week, and the hours will be during the approved working hours.
Second. Discussion? So basically, we're looking for some part-time help in the department, up to 20 hours, and I always want to get the advertising out there.
Just real quick, did you second?
I didn't get a second.
I'll second.
I thought you seconded.
Yeah, no, hey, I just want to make sure. No,
yeah.
Go ahead.
The only thing in there is, like, do we want to advertise just on the webpage and the Facebook page, or do we want to take an ad out in the paper?
I personally think an ad in the paper is going to maybe get us a better group of people.
And then you have to decide if it's going to be a post or a gazette. So, but, or both.
Have we had any better luck from your perspective, Chrissy, on advertisements?
Last time we just put it in the gazette.
Okay. Which one goes out?
That's online.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I would also put in that motion that we advertise then in the gazette also.
Well,
and I also make sure that we have appropriation.
You got that over there?
It was, right?
There was one right here.
It was right there. Mm-hmm.
Appropriation status.
Okay.
There was one right here.
Chief, do you got the appropriation status?
So, I'll amend the motion to include advertising
in the Gazette.
In the Gazette, and the other, Chrissy, in the Gazette, just or the Gazette, or do you want to put it in our other points?
I mean, the other option is post, or I mean, if you
do we advertise them online on our website, or
yeah?
So
yeah.
So
the Gazette and online.
Yeah. On the website.
On the website.
Can I ask a clarification? Is it an administrative assistant or an office assistant that you're hiring for?
They just call it an admin assistant, as in the admin office. So.
Office.
We're viewing it as a very similar
we can rescind that and make it office assistant.
We can do that.
Yeah, it means the same thing, but whatever you want to do.
We'll rescind that.
So you want to rescind the previous motion and start over?
And we haven't voted on the other one. That
right.
So, okay.
Just rescind it.
So I'd like to make a motion to rescind the previous motion.
Second.
For the roll call.
Mr. Christopher.
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
Okay. Now I'd like to make a motion to advertise for a part-time office assistant. The hours will be approximately 20 hours per week. The hours will be during approved working hours, and this will include advertising in the Gazette and online on our website. Second?
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right. We've been having...
Next topic.
The next topic is... issues surrounding our COSI bill that we've discussed in the past, and we received an email October 11th. This is from Mark Gerwick of Homestead Insurance. Trustees, I am bringing it to your attention that the unpaid October 2023 invoice from Medical Mutual of Ohio, You do have a 30-day grace period, but at the end of October, the group medical, dental, vision, and life policy will lapse. If the policy does lapse, you may request reinstatement from Medical Mutual, and they may grant this. However, they with a reinstatement they would ask for October and November to be paid either via in-person at their offices in Cleveland or EFT bank draft via telephone authorization. If reinstatement is refused, all employees will have their coverage end on 9/30 of 2023, the paid through date on the policy. If you have any questions, contact me. This is an immediate matter. The Board of Trustees has twice approved the payment of this invoice on September 22nd of 2023 and September 28th of 2023. The township's employees and their families are in jeopardy of losing health insurance if this is not paid by the end of October. The township has the funds for this. It was already appropriated. The township will be in breach of the contract with the OPBA if it is not paid and the employees lose their insurance. The only thing holding up this up, fiscal officer continues to refuse to present the warrant for payment. This bill needs to be paid. I move that the board hereby directs that if the fiscal officer does not present the warrant to pay the COSI October invoice to the township secretary by noon tomorrow, that the board's outside legal counsel file a complaint for writ of mandamus against the fiscal officer in the 9th District Court of Appeals, and that legal counsel be directed to work with the board chair to obtain all documents and verifications needed.
Second.
Is there any other discussion we have?
Yes. I received an email from Prosecutor Thompson.
This is our discussion. So the question would be, are you going to present the warrant by noon tomorrow so we can get this done?
If the board wants to provide me a legal way to pay the bill that doesn't have me committing fraud.
This is not.
Was that a no?
I am giving
I need you to know whether that's a no or a yes. Are you going to pay the bill tomorrow or not?
Are you going to give me, is somebody going to pay the charges that were not authorized by the employee?
Of course. We are going to move forward. So the bill needs to be paid. You've been communicated with.
I've been communicated with a lot. I have the prosecutor's office who stated that he made an unauthorized change.
We're done.
No.
This is a trustees meeting. It's a trustees meeting.
It does not matter.
It certainly does matter.
Would you please have a roll call?
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Thank you. Now, I would also move that the board schedule a special meeting for this Saturday, October 13th at 10 a.m. with 24-hour notices at the Township Hall for the purpose of approving payments.
Second.
Okay, discussion-wise, we're hoping that we can get this paid. And if it happens, we just need a chance to get this meeting scheduled, and that's what we're trying to do. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
I don't know why this board is wasting time on this. I would think you would want to get the bill paid and find a resolution.
What's the next thing on the agenda?
Yeah, we've had the conversations.
Well,
you already know everything.
If we pay the bill and it's wrong, it can be fixed. I've paid insurance bills in the past where I've been charged too much and been.
And you know what? The thing is, why don't you give me an account to pay it from that is not the incorrect account that will have me committing fraud? Why won't you do that? If you're not worried about it being fixed, then give me another account to pay it from.
The last part of this is you saw the information from the state of the auditor of state, who said, and I'm sure you were copied in the email, that this should be paid.
No, that's not what he said.
I'm sorry. You're
misrepresenting.
We're done.
You are completely misrepresenting.
All right.
He said actually take legal.
So,
no.
This conversation's over. We're moving on to the next thing. Thank you very much. Perry and Associates resolution. All right, I would move to adopt resolution number 101-22-2023-138 to authorize the fiscal officer to pay invoice number 120-838 dated 8/31/2023 in the amount of $3,450 to Perry & Associates, CPAs, for auditing services prepared of agreed upon procedures for the 2020 and 2021. For the year 2020 and 2021. Include this one page. One page is presented as reference with this resolution for approval.
Second.
It's not possible to pay that invoice. There was no purchase order in place and there was a contract that was signed without board approval. Okay. So that's not possible.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Once again, auditor state would not agree with the comment previously made by our fiscal officer.
Where do you get that?
Not having a discussion, that's true.
The auditor of state has said that it's okay for one trustee to sign contracts without
a conversations over that. That wasn't a contract. Thank you very much.
There, yes, it was a contract. The contract has already been entered.
What's the next on the agenda?
Yeah.
Wow. This board does not want to discuss anything.
We are moving on, and the conversation's over. We've had the discussions and the documentation's there. This isn't.
Yes, you're right. The documentation is there.
All right. Purchase orders and training requests.
No transparency at all from this board. Zero transparency from this board. Keep talking. I will. Thank you. Thank you so much. At least you're reasonable, Chuck.
If she's out of order, she can go.
if
you want to laugh too, I mean,
unbelievable.
All right,
unbelievable.
Purchase order requisition. I have a purchase order requisition, service department, for a blanket certificate, for other expenses, for the dollar amount of $2,500, for the cemetery account of 2041-590-590-0000.
Second.
So that wouldn't be for the service department then.
I'm sorry, Doug, I made a mistake. Can you mark it up with cemetery?
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to rescind the previous request, and I would like to make a purchase order requisition dated 10/5 of 2023 for the cemetery.
But didn't somebody already second that motion?
I rescinded it.
But you have to vote and you rescind a motion. I know you don't want me to stop talking, but you're not following procedure.
If you withdraw the motion and the second is withdrawn, that's all you need.
Okay. I would withdraw the previous motion.
I'll withdraw the second. Did I even do so?
All right. Thank you, Prosecutor Lyons. I would make a purchase order requisition for 10/5 of 2023 for the cemetery, for the blanket certificate, other expenses, for the amount of $2,500, and for the cemetery account of 2041-590-590-0000.
Second.
Roll call.
Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Hey, Doug, I did the same thing on the improvement of the site.
Thank you. I'd like to make a purchase order request for 10/5 of 23, Department's Cemetery. It's a blanket certificate. For the improvement of sites, the amount is $3,000. The account is 2041-410-730-0000.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Thank you. Couple more here. I'd like to make a purchase order requisition dated 10/4/23, Department Service, for operating supplies. The amount is $4,000, and it's for Road and Bridge, account number 2031-330-420-0000.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Denny, I appreciate you going through it the way you did. I checked on things earlier, and everything looks spot on.
Thank you.
I'd like to make a purchase order requisition of 10/4/23. Department is Service. Descriptions, vendors, Columbia Gas of Ohio. Descriptions, natural gas. $3,000 is the amount. For Roads and Bridges, 2031-330-353-0000.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Gentlemen, you have.
So I got one here. So we had a fender bender with one of the police cars. So we had door damage and stuff like that. So we're going to have to end up getting it fixed. The insurance has a $1,000 deductible on it. So I'm figuring if that's going to be the case, that then we'll need to do a purchase order for the deductible. Is that correct, Angela? If the deductible is $1,000, you need to do a purchase order to the company.
Well, it's either $1,000 or $500. Did you check into that? But regardless, I mean, there's different deductibles on the policy. So did you make sure that
it just says here that that has a $1,000 insurance deductible will be taken out of?
Okay. But
if it's $500, then at least we do $1,000, then we'll be safe.
Yeah. Correct. Yes, and you have to do you'll make it to the whoever's fixing the car, not to the insurance company. Right. I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
All right, so I'm going to start with a motion then first. All right, so I'd like to make a motion to authorize Chief Minnick to contact Bracken Insurance Agency and file a claim to repair a 2022 Ford Explorer vehicle, unit number 1504. The total amount on the claim is $2,655.67. Township has a $1,000 insurance deductible that will be taken out of line item 2081-210-323-0000, repairs and maintenance.
Second.
All right.
Discussion. Would we be better, since it's a couple of $1,000s, would this raise our insurance more than it's worth just paying it out of pocket?
Police cars are, and
that's small enough. It'll go.
Okay.
That's not how our policy works.
Oh, okay. All right. Then roll call, I guess.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right. So then in that case, I would like to make a motion for a purchase order requisition. The department's going to be police. The vendor is going to be a Bracken Insurance Agency.
Wait. Is this for the deductible?
This is for the $1,000 deductible.
You know, you don't pay the insurance company. You pay the vendor who's going to repair the vehicle.
Usually you pay the deductible. Okay. Well, if that's the case.
100%.
All right. So we're going to pay the deductible then to the how do you pronounce that? Bosicia? Auto Body?
Who's the vendor?
The vendor will be
Bosicia. I have it here.
Bosicia Auto Body.
So that's who we'll do it to them?
Yeah, do you have them? That's a new vendor. I don't believe I have them set up in a system.
No, they're new. So, again, we didn't think that they were going to be the vendor. We thought we were going to be paying the insurance company.
Yeah.
We'll have to get a double W-9 from them as a new vendor. So. But if we still do the purchase order, then we'll just get a W-9 before.
Yeah, just make sure I have is their address and everything on there?
Everything's on this part here.
Yeah.
So I'll do, I'll rescind that partial purchase order. I'd like to make a motion for a purchase order for the police department. The vendor is going to be Bosicia Auto Body. of Seville, Ohio, and then this will be for a $1,000 deductible.
Second.
Okay. Any more discussion on that?
Whatever's not used on there, obviously,
we just
won't use it. We'll be able to close it out.
Close it. Yeah.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
Mr. Christopher.
Aye.
I need a new one to fill out. Hey, Chief, can you fill me out a new one? I can sign that afterward.
Okay.
Anybody else got anything?
Do you have any purchase orders or training requests, sir?
Well, do you have any purchase orders or training requests?
No.
Next item on the agenda is approval of accounts payable resolution. I would move to adopt resolution number 101-22023-139 to approve accounts payable dated 9/30 of 2023 to 10/12 of 2023 with digital check number 51-2023 and physical check numbers 33071 to 33099. For the total amount of $35,449.10, and incorporate this one-page document as presented.
Second.
Any discussions?
Yes, yeah, just to be clear, there were three vendors this time. The invoices, you know, more and more these invoices are looking like they're something you can create on a Google Doc or, you know, Word. So I did reach out to Chief. These were for state or federal certification training, but so he assured that they're legitimate, but one of them didn't have a W-9, so before we should be getting those W-9s before we even encumber that money, you know, so this was a training blanket, but before the money is even spent, you know, or promised, a W-9 should be collected. So, especially because we're getting to this time of the year that, you know, if we had to get these W-9s out quickly, you know, we would have needed that. So please keep that in mind. And there is a perfect voice invoice that keeps getting put in with the accounts payable, but this was one that we had discussed a while back. There was not a purchase order in place for this. The money ran out in that account. This was from back in July, so that's something that I don't know how the board's going to deal with that. But again, it's one of those situations because we've talked about that and now it's ad nauseum. So I'm not going to make everyone sit through that conversation again tonight. But that's just where we have, you know, a clear overspending. So. That's there. It's not, you know, it's not paid. So there you go.
We have a roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye. Saying that perfect voice was from July.
It was. And if you remember, there was
one taken care of with Ben, wasn't there?
Oh, there's been perfect voices taken care of with Ben and House, but then once again, the account was overlooked and ran out of money again. So, and I think that as discussed.
And which department is it from?
This is from police.
Are we on 139?
Yes.
Thank you.
Next one is 140.
What's that?
Next is 140.
Okay, that's what I was asking. I meant to ask. All right, this is the bank reconciliation resolution. I would move to adopt resolution number 101-22023-140. To approve bank reconciliation dated 8/31 of 2023, posted 10/12 of 2023, at 6:28:31 a.m. and incorporate this three-page document as presented.
Second.
Any discussion?
There's just to be clear, there's been some confusion on a lot of these documents, so I want to point out that these are all UAN documents. If you look up everything except for payroll reports, if you look up in these documents, they say UAN, it's UAN information. Because a lot of emails have gone back and forth telling the auditor's office that the trustees don't have access to any UAN information and have never seen a UAN document before. So please look at the documents that you're approving. So that's something to be aware of.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
There is something else from the bank. Do you want to go over that now? That I just received this from Jared today, but it is something important that we discuss. So it's not on the agenda because it literally came about 5 minutes before I was walking out of the house. But if we kick it down the road, it may change our... So when the CD was rolled, the paperwork, I don't know if you remember the card that we all had to sign, yeah. Didn't get back to them in time. So they didn't get that rate locked in for us, but they're going to make it right for us. So we're actually getting a little bit better of a rate. But he does need us to sign new cards. Okay. The cards were so old that
they were such a mess. Are these available to be signed now, or is this something we got to do up at the bank like we did?
No. He's actually asking if we can do it now so he can get this locked in. So if you want to make a motion for us all to sign these tonight.
And which bank is this, Westfield?
So, yeah, this is Westfield, and it's going to be the 13-month CD, and the interest rate is 5% instead of the
4 million or something.
I'm sorry,
how
what?
How much money was in there for the CD?
Bruce, you have the document right in front of you. I don't have it exactly memorized, but 101,000 maybe, okay. And some so odd dollar, you know. Okay. But if you just want to look at the dollar amount, so. But yeah, so it'll still be the 13-month CD. I mean, we just were off by maybe a month now because, yeah. You know, it didn't roll in time. But I don't want to keep rolling this down the, you know, down the road. So
put it together and make the motion.
I want to make a motion that the Board of Trustees, you have to send it to as
yes.
A fiscal officer, and the fiscal officer sign this appropriate document from Westfield Banks for CD, 13-month CD, and with the rates and terms as stipulated.
Second.
Anything else more detailed need to be done? Are we good?
And what was the rate on that then?
Five.
Five?
Yeah. I'd like to do a roll call, if that's okay. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye. Next on the agenda is the approval of the revenue status resolution. I would move to adopt resolution number 01012202023-141 to approve the revenue status by fund as of 8/31/2023 and incorporate the 7-page document. Second.
So this is everything through the end of August, right?
Correct.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Next would be the approval of fund status resolution. I'd move to adopt resolution number 101-220-23-142 to approve the fund status as of 8/31/2023 and incorporate this one-page document as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
No.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Credit card attestation, I, Doug Eastwood, Chairman of the Board of Trustees of Medina Township, Ohio, hereby attest that pursuant to Section 505.64 of the Ohio Revised Code at this meeting on October 12th of 2023, the Board reviewed credit card account transaction detail for each account listed below for the dates September 14th of 2023 through October 11th of 2023 as provided by the fiscal officer. Credit card accounts are E&H, Ace Hardware, Capital One Trade Credit, Home Depot Credit Services, Lowe's, PNC Bank, Staples Business Advantage, Tractor Supply Credit Plan, Walmart, which is Capital One. It's time for department head comments. Might we start with the police department?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Tomorrow I'll be attending the solar eclipse meeting at Root Candle. I also attended the Medina County Police Chiefs Association golf outing at the Westfield Country Club Monday. And we will be having our annual Halloween event at the PD October 31st, 2023, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. And that concludes my report. Thanks.
We have one more thing, too. So we were working on doing the final retirement cash out for Officer Ventura. We went through all the numbers and everything. So if you'd like, I'd like to put this motion here. So I would like to make a motion to authorize the final retirement cash out payment for Officer Matthew Ventura. Officer Ventura will receive $2,839.49 for his accumulated vacation time, which was 84.233 hours times 33.71 per hour, and $1,424.31 for his accumulated sick time, which is 84.504 hours times 16.85 per hour at 0.5 cents on the dollar. So in addition, Officer Ventura will receive his prorated health insurance opt-out payment in the amount of $3,657.83 from January 1st of 2023 and then through August 13th of 2023. Officer Ventura agreed to these amounts by affixing his signature dated Wednesday, October 4th of 2023 on the retirement cash-out letter. All documents regarding this final retirement cash-out payments have been attached to this motion.
Second. Second. And out of discussion real quick. You had said 0.5 cents and that was a 50% figure for that particular bio.
I'm sorry,
That's fine, I just wanted to.
Yeah, it's right here, so it's 50 cents on the dollar.
Yes,
thank you. So I do have a question too. Part of what
roll call.
Mr. Lyons had, or I'm sorry, Prosecutor Thompson had wrote in the letter that is that the legal counsel that they were suggesting that the board hire for me is that has to do with this too. So are we going to discuss that now, or do you want to discuss that in a few minutes? But either way, we have to discuss that.
Let's go ahead and finish this and do a roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Oop, I didn't hide it.
Affordable.
We are going to address some of that, so don't think I'm blowing you off.
I have no doubt, but I just want to make sure we get this taken care of.
Some next
of
that. Department head.
Next department head, Danny.
All I have is I was contacted by the health department. As you guys know, the health department uses our service garage for certain events and stuff like that. And they was asking if they could use a couple bays on November 7th from 8 to 5 and November 8th from 11 to 6. And this will be for a car seat technician training that they want to hold at our shop.
And what are those 2 days?
November 7th and November 8th.
Would you like a motion that we permit that?
Yeah.
I would like to make a motion that we allow the county, the health department, to work with Denny, utilize the facility November 7th and November 8th as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Thanks for working with them, too.
And one other thing, our concrete replacement that we're doing this year, they started that, and they're going to pour some concrete tomorrow, so it'll be done by the middle of next week.
Excellent.
Thank you. I also have the stuff on that building. We're going to talk about that at the end. Mike Lyons and I, like myself, have been working on that.
All right.
The resolution and all that, if you guys want to move forward.
Okay. Okay, so we'll talk about that in a little while?
At the end.
At the end. Okay. Is there any old business? None, there's new business. This would be accepting amounts and rates resolution. Is it 143, Chrissy?
Yes.
I would move to adopt resolution number 101-22-023-143, accepting the amounts and rates as determined by the Budget Commission and incorporated in these 2 pages of Budget Commission documents dated August 15th and September 27th of 2023, and this 4-page resolution document totaling 6 pages by reference.
Second.
And this is just, the county puts this out, and it's important for us to get this approved so we can move on to the next step.
Well, actually, that's not entirely factual. So this is what it comes from our tax budget.
Mm-hmm.
And these were released on the 15th. However, I had to try to track this down. For some reason, Medina Township didn't get ours for 2 weeks after. So I have not had time to go line by line on this yet, but I did glance at the final number, and it's quite a bit off. So I don't suggest you approve it, this, because it is, we are going to have to go back to the county and adjust. I just don't know how much yet. So I don't know. I don't know where this got, how this got sent to, who this got sent to besides me. And that's why I did not have it put on the agenda, but
okay, this needs to be approved by November 1st,
November 1st,
though, correct?
Correct. We have another meeting in between, but and that's why it was not on the agenda. So
Okay. I can rescind that motion, and you will address that in between now and the next meeting?
Correct.
Okay. I rescind that motion. Do I need to, well, I don't need to rescind, I just withdraw. I withdraw the resolution.
Withdraw the motion.
I withdraw the motion. And someone withdraw the second?
Second.
Okay. So be it.
We're still on 143.
What's that?
we're still on 143 then.
I'm still on 143.
Yep.
The next item is donation acceptance, Park Foundation. In the recent weeks, we had communication from the Park Foundations, and they have a donation they would like to give to us. In the process of communicating with the fiscal officer and with Auditor State and legal, it sounds like there is a process to create a fund, a revenue fund for it. Do you want to handle doing what we need to receive this, or how would you like to move forward?
That's why I wanted to discuss this. Did the park, are there restrictions on the money? Is this committed, restricted in any way, shape, or form? Did they want?
That was expressed, but there's no restriction. They simply want to know how it was spent. So they do want to track it.
Do the trustees want to spend it immediately?
I don't think it's something we have to spend immediately. That wasn't the purpose. It was just a matter of receiving it and then thinking about the best way to utilize it for the township.
Well, when you say they want to know how it's spent, tracking over time, you know, obviously gets, you know, the longer you go.
Well, there's an account we can set up, and we can keep record of the account according to other people I've spoken to.
You can, and that's why I'm asking these questions. There's a method to my madness, trust me. When we had the donation from Blakesley, you know, we had an account right within the Road and Bridge Fund. So, and that's how the prosecutor's office walked us through this. So the communication that's been going on with the auditors, state and local government services, whereas I agree that that special revenue fund could be set up, like, we don't necessarily have to have, we used that same coding for the opioid funds. So it's not, you know, it's not necessary that it's depending on what we're going to kind of use it for.
And how would you recommend we take receipt of it, the money?
Well, you already have the check or no?
No, I don't.
Okay,
I've seen the check.
Okay.
It has our name on it.
Yeah. So that's a good thing. I appreciate that, because that we're not violating any township policies then, as far as when we have to get it into bank. So my suggestion is, if you're just going to park it somewhere, you don't want
to
appropriate it this year, and we're not going to put it on the certificate, any of the plans of use, you can, I believe we have a gifts and donations line.
Okay, this is what I'm going to recommend, that if you would provide the board with that in between now and the next meeting, and give us a recommendation based on that, and we will move forward.
How quickly did you want to receive the money, though?
Once we're set up.
We already have a gifts and donations line set up in the general fund.
Yeah.
So.
Please.
That's the general fund.
And it should go in a general fund.
Well, that's what, so.
Okay.
You're.
Just don't address him. You
didn't say anything.
Anyways, if you. As long as the prosecutor's office doesn't have a problem with, I mean, this is what we've done in the past, and that this is how this is what we were walked through before. I don't know why this would be different this time, is it?
Well, I think you have a choice. How do you want to track the fund? If you want to keep track of how you use it, you probably should segregate it so you have a record of what you. How you spend it.
That's exactly how I would propose we do it.
Oh, we're talking about two different things. You're talking about receiving the money.
Right.
Well, we can receive the money into the gifts and whatever, put it in there, and then when we figure out what we want to use for it and everything, we can set up another.
You're still going to have an appropriation account on how to use it. It's whether you're going to have an appropriation account within the general fund, or if you're going to have an appropriation account within another.
I'm thinking it would be within the general fund, but can we accept the money and put it in the general fund under that gifts account number?
That could happen right away, as long as, like I'm saying,
I don't see any problem with that.
And then,
whereas
from there, we could put it into another account and
to track
track it.
Yeah.
I don't even think, that's what I'm trying to say. I don't even think you have to move it to another account. What you do is then you just add an appropriation account, you know, next year when you do your temporary budget or permanent, whatever you're ready to, you know, but you add an appropriation account in the general fund just for that.
Well, it sounds like a very reasonable, straightforward thing. So we can take receipt of it, though?
If you're, as long as you're not wanting to set up a special revenue fund that we have to get approval on. So as long as you're going to receive the money to the special or to the general fund, which is what, you know, is like I said, as long as that committed, restricted.
We're just looking for the common sense approach is all we were looking for from the start. So if the general fund, if we can receipt it to there and we don't need to have a special revenue fund created, then I would move that we accept the donation and receipt it to the general fund. Is that an appropriate thing, in your opinion?
With all the information provided, yes.
All right. Second.
All right. When we get the money, we'll move accordingly.
I think it's fine.
All right. I don't think we're going to do a roll call on that because we don't have the money yet.
You should do a motion to accept.
Can we?
I would do a motion to accept
the money.
Do we even know what the monetary value is?
We have a motion to accept the money offered from the Parks Foundation, the amount of $50,000, and deposit and receipt it into the general fund.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
We're going to go past the next one. We've already had that discussion. Approval for Chief Minnick to verify and sign the Ohio Deferred Comp Employment Verification Request for Matthew Ventura Resolution.
Doug, you didn't have the renewal discussion. I don't know if
that was... I'm sorry. The medical insurance renewal discussion. Meeting is getting late. What I was going to just present is that we all received packages from Medical Mutual. Packages we received show an increase of 21.67% or something of that nature. We've had an incredible amount of costs this year, which has inspired the increase. I'm not opposed to talking to other people, but as soon as they see those findings, we're not going to have any good luck either. They have offered other, if you look in the package they provided, they've offered other alternatives. One thing about an insurance plan we have is that we're grandmothered into a plan that's exquisite, which basically in layman's terms means when it's gone, it's gone. You will not be able to buy that. You'll pay more for less insurance moving forward. That he still gave us options in our package for different things that we can look at. One of the things that it also noted was a mandatory deductible increase from singles of $3,200 from $3,000 to $3,200 and families of $6,000 to $6,400. Pretty sure I'm accurate with my memory, and that's not always that. So we are limited on time. My personal opinion is, we don't have time to go out into the marketplace, and if we did, I'm afraid what we would get is not going to be good. I would think that we would consider renewing with the concept being of hopefully next year not have so many medical demands. And with the contract being up next year, it would be a better time to transition with our union. And we could have more time to get things out. That's just an initial thought, opinion. That's all that is. Thoughts?
Thoughts, we did this last year. We went through, looked through it. Even though this rate's going up, which obviously I'm not happy about, you know, this is what it is when you have these kinds of claims and stuff like that. So I'm fine with renewing.
The HSA, we're still free to, that doesn't have to go up. We can, we're still offering an awesome benefit at $3,000 and $6,000. If we would leave that the same, it just have more exposure for the employees accordingly. You have thoughts? You have any thoughts?
Yep.
Okay.
Just so that you know, when you have a group of this size, and especially of the premium that we're paying, the broker has a lot of pull with the company in order to bring that premium and that rate increase down. I would definitely...
Did you by chance read his thing?
I did.
Because he addressed that.
I did. I know. He says that every year, but...
Okay.
I would suggest that the township help, you know, go back and ask him to for a reconsideration for a lower rate.
Okay.
I mean, we have a fiduciary duty to the residents to...
Not that I haven't had that conversation, but I mean, I could formalize it, I guess. Make a motion to allow me to discuss reconsideration of rates with Medical Mutual and Mark Herwick.
Second. Discussion of, even seeing to get down the deductible again or something like that, because that was kind of a surprise. Usually it was just the rate increase, but then go and pop the deductible up too. It's like a double hit, so maybe you can get one of those down.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Can we go ahead and, in that light, with the fiduciary responsibility to our township, make a motion that I be allowed to talk to, or let me change that. I'd like to make a motion that any of the trustees be allowed to talk to other insurance agents regarding this matter. See if there's a benefit to the township considering all the factors at play, including the timing.
Second.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to have a lot of time, but we can have the conversation and make some effort. We just received this renewal this week, so we haven't been sitting on it. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
I think we talked about last year that everybody should be filling out that form fire to shop these rates. I mean, We asked people to and didn't get a very good response.
I think we did get everybody to fill it out finally last year. Do you got to do it every single time? So they got to do it again?
You do. But a lot of the questions were left blank. It just wasn't it wasn't very complete.
Okay.
So
that's
really
part of the process. Did we approve that Ohio deferred comp? We did that. Did we? We did not do that, Chrissy.
No, we didn't.
Okay, that's right here. And what number are we on? 143. Thank you. I would move to adopt resolution number 101-22023-143 to authorize Chief Minnick to sign the attached employment verification request document, which verifies Matthew Ventura's last day of employment. Three pages are presented as reference with the resolution for approval.
Second.
So this is another issue because if this document is signed, I'm really reluctant to talk about this, but if this document is signed, the trustees are allowing that court order that you all want to keep talking about to be violated. So, and in fact,
how does the verification of his last day of employment?
Well, if you read the paragraph that is on top. It tells you why. And in fact, if you go back to May of 2022, the township has allowed the violation of the court order since they allowed the change of the deferred comp withholding.
I'm sorry, do we have any, is this something
What is the situation?
The Ohio Public Employee Deferred Comp Program. The claim, I believe, is that somehow by allowing this to take place, it violates a court order she's referencing.
Allowing what to take place?
Us to close them out and let them retire and pay them out?
You got to read the front paragraph of it.
The top paragraph.
To withdraw the money. Again, the township does not belong in interpreting court orders, and I believe Mr. Lyons had to recuse himself from this anyways, so I don't think...
This is something I'm not even familiar with.
Yeah. Well, you are. I mean, back in 2022, when he was put on leave, if you remember, the township obviously could not make contributions on his behalf with the 457 plan, which I completely agreed with the prosecutor's office
I didn't recall discussing this with anybody.
Oh yeah, this was in, and Chief Minnick was involved, but this court order.
Contribution? I do not recall any contribution. But
that court order has been violated since
what
then.
What court order are you talking about?
The same one that you keep referring to, that you want to keep trying to say that you're trying to protect the township by not letting there be a violation, but yet you've been letting it be violated all along.
This is related to deferred compensation?
Correct.
Well, what is this document?
Doug, do you want to give it to him so he can see it? This is why Prosecutor Thompson said there needs to be outside legal counsel on this, because I think Mr. Lyons wasn't...
So certain people are allowed to break this rule, and then other people aren't, and then other people are held to it, and it's convenient when it's convenient. I'm kind of getting confused here. I just want to get this guy retired.
That's
every
the problem.
Single time
exactly.
That we bring this stuff up, you at the 11th hour have an objection to something when we even asked at the last meeting to go through this thing. And you put it all on Chief Minnick to cash him out.
This is
different, Chuck. This is not OPERS. This is deferred comp. This wasn't even here by the last meeting. So how could you? I'm not clairvoyant.
So obviously you knew about it.
No, it didn't. It came in after. What do you mean? How would I know about something that hadn't
Let's
come in yet?
Let's give the floor to Prosecutor Lyons.
But he's supposed to be recused from this, Doug.
He's going to share an opinion.
I'm not even aware of what the issue is here.
Okay.
We're not recused from this at this point. And I have no idea what you're even talking about. This is a confirmation of his retirement. Has he retired?
Yes.
Well, what's the issue here then?
I'm going to let you all figure it out, because I think...
Well, you're the one who raised the issue. What is the issue?
The issue is that he can't withdraw funds. He can't even
make... This doesn't authorize him to withdraw funds.
Sure it does. You got to read the top one.
Let me see. I didn't see that.
He can't even make a change to his contributions, in which the township allowed him to do back in May of 2022 when they put him on unpaid leave. And again, 100% in agreement that the township couldn't make that on his behalf. But you cannot pick and choose when you're going to enforce court orders.
This has never even been raised before.
It was raised.
No, it wasn't.
Sure it was.
No.
It was raised. I have emails with...
Take a look at those emails, but I certainly didn't.
It was absolutely raised.
Okay. Well, I don't see any issue with you confirming his retirement.
Thank you for all of the input, and we will navigate this accordingly. I'm sure. Is the motion, has it been seconded? Or should I, did I read it, and did it, was it seconded?
It was seconded.
Please give a roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye. Around 144.
There's a spot for Chief on here, too.
What's that?
There's a spot for Chief this side.
Hey, Chief, come on down.
Come on down.
Come on down.
It's a game show.
The water's warm. Hey, Chrissy, is the next one 144?
Yes.
Thank you.
I think we just verify on the last day of employment. No, it's 13th.
13th. Is that what we have?
Pretty sure. Second, I can't remember. It was August 13th for retirement date, right?
That's what I remember. That's just memory, though. Mike, all I got to read is that bold print, correct? To address, to address some conversations earlier, fiscal officer has commented about requests for representation. So I am going to move to adopt resolution number 144, a resolution to authorize the fiscal officer to obtain proposals from attorneys to represent her in her office capacity in the event the Board of Trustees finds it necessary to take action and compel her to pay the current health insurance premium.
Fifth.
Second?
Second.
Is that, that's not the standard way you read a resolution number? I don't know. Do you want to, is that okay? Well, I don't, shouldn't ask. I don't, usually you read the whole resolution number, so.
Thank you. I don't think Chrissy, can you give me the whole resolution number? You're right, you're not wrong.
10122023-144.
I would, what was that word? To not rescind, but
withdraw.
I withdraw my previous resolution.
Second.
Second.
Okay. I would like to move to adopt resolution 10.
Roll call on that under withdrawal.
I don't think you need it.
No. Just withdrew the motion.
Like to move to adopt resolution number 10122023-144, a resolution to authorize fiscal officer to obtain proposals from attorneys to represent her in her official capacity in the event the Board of Trustees finds it necessary to take action to compel her to pay the current health insurance premium.
Second. Discussion.
Yeah. So basically, this is the stalemate between the healthcare and this is specifically for, yeah.
The cozy bill.
Get the cozy bill paid for.
And so.
But we need it very narrow in scope.
Right. I mean, it's something that we can, you know, it spells out clearly that it's for a specific reason. And those
correct.
Proposals.
Is the letter that Prosecutor Thompson wrote and. I think that would be wise.
This proposal is what we're going to do moving with this particular item in further conversation. But so, and it's because it's got to be specific to the reason.
Right, wouldn't it make sense? Because the reasons were listed in Prosecutor Thompson's letter. Wouldn't it make sense to include
it? It's not necessary, okay?
I think that we can incorporate that if need be in a later date, but right now I want to make in good faith that you're going to get opportunity for representation, and that's what we're trying to accomplish for you. And any questions on this, whether it gets changed or modified, that can take place with the process. Makes sense? Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Can you stamp for this so I can...
lines of that, then I am going to just submit to the board, I'm sure you have this all, but the letter from Prosecutor Thompson, the letter from Mike Lyons stating why the decision was to add dependents back onto my plan without board authorization, and a copy of the restraining order that everybody keeps wanting to refer to the board, so that you can review this, because...
So that's in relation to the COSI scenario, correct?
Well,
to not want to pay it.
It's in relation, actually, to a bigger picture here, because as I've maintained all along, I don't believe the township should be...
All right.
Trying to interpret court orders.
You're submitting that paperwork then?
Yes, it's for the record.
Okay.
So.
Great. Thank you.
We're good.
We will make a motion to go into public comment.
Okay.
Hey, Doug. Before you do that, you
want
to talk about the building?
Thank you. Thank you.
But you guys want to make a decision?
Okay. Please.
Let's go. Okay.
Yeah, that's what he's coming up to talk about.
Mr. Lyon drew up a resolution, if you want to pass it, for the building addition. This will have to be redone, so you can read it, but you have to sign another one, because we need to add 330 to this number.
$350,330.
Yeah, that should read.
Okay.
Before we do that, Angela, do we want to do the reallocation probably before
yeah.
that?
Are you putting in a purchase order?
I will be.
You'll have to do it before
reallocation and a purchase order.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And Chrissy, can you
give me the number? This will be the first number before this one.
Okay. Then, so this is still... Don't go away here. Please don't go away, Matt. And so this will be...
This first, this second.
We're on 145, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
So this first...
The second, this third, if you want to move forward.
Okay.
This is to get contracts going. We have no contracts yet with the builder. So this will be done, and this will be done.
Thank you. Thank you, Denny. I'd like to make a motion to approve resolution 10122023-145. The reallocation of funds from line 2031-330-319-0000 of $55,000 to line item 2031-330-720-0000.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Thank you. I would move to adopt resolution 10122023-146, a resolution to award the bid for the construction of the Medina Township 2023 pole barn. Whereas an invitation to bid of the Medina Township 2023 pole barn project was published in the Medina County Gazette on September 12, 2023, and whereas the following bid was submitted by the deadline of 4 p.m. October 12, 2023, Avoda Construction, for an amount of $350,330, and whereas the board finds the bid to satisfy the requirements of the bid specs and that the bid did not exceed 10% more than the architect's estimate of $320,000, and the board finds it desirable to proceed with the project. Now, therefore, it is hereby resolved that the Board of Trustees of Medina Township, the board, that Section 1, the bid for the construction of Medina Township 2023 pole building project is hereby awarded to Avoda Construction in the bid amount of $350,330. Section 2, the board further authorizes and directs the execution of AA contract with Avoda Construction in the amount of $350,330 that conforms with the contract included with the bid specifications upon approval of the Medina County Prosecutor's Office. In Section 3, the resolution shall be in full force, effective and immediately after its adoption. I get a second?
Second.
We could have discussion.
So the first bid that we denied was like, what, 390 or something like that?
Yes.
So it's coming in significantly.
We adjusted the specs, correct?
We adjusted the specs. We took some options out, like the interior panels and the insulation inside on the walls, which can be done at a later time. To get the price down, we used their number, which was 320, which was their bid price the first time. They came back at 350 for the base bid. You got to remember, this thing's got a sprinkler system in it. It's a lot more than just a pole building. Because we've got to have a sprinkler system because of the size of the existing building.
One of the things, for the record, there was five people that were looking at this project.
We had five at the pre-bid meeting.
Right. So, I mean, to come to a pre-bid meeting, when you're in the industry, it's not a little thing. I mean, it takes time. It's an investment. The economy right now is generally, it's labor poor. So, it's, you know, people have a lot of work. And when you only have one out of five people actually show up and give a bid, My opinion is if this were to get put off, it's probably just going to go up.
Talking with the architect, a lot of people are not doing prevailing wage work. You know, this has to be prevailing wage.
A lot of the contractors.
It's a ton of paperwork that people don't want to deal with.
Yeah.
They don't have to.
But it's a requirement because of our municipal scenario.
That's the state, yes.
Right. What is this time schedule if this thing would be to move forward?
I haven't talked to him.
Okay.
As far as that goes, I mean, there is a deadline on it, but, you know, with the weather coming, we'll have to extend that. You know, the longer we wait, the longer.
Okay.
You know.
Obviously, the money has to get processed and certified and so forth. Okay.
This is just to get us going with contracts. You know, the prosecutor's office will go ahead and finish the contract up.
And they got to approve that, too.
You guys will have to approve that. And
right.
Angela will have to sign it. You guys have to sign
it. So this just gets it to that next step.
Gets us to the next step. Right.
So we have a motion. We have a second.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Might not have put a date on there. Maybe we should.
I prepared four letters.
I sent them over there. I didn't. I had those. I went to grab them back, and they were gone.
I didn't know if you needed a motion.
No, 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 I just moved them aside because I was trying to organize all my... I took the white copies of those, but I did not. I don't have copies of those.
Yeah, your line's on the other page, so just sign above that one. You know what I mean? I couldn't figure out what that line was for. It's just...
It's just the way it printed out. What do you sign there?
I'm not that special.
All right, I'd like to make a purchase order requisition dated 10-12-23, Department of Service. Vendor information is Avoda Contractors. Obviously, we'll have to get all the right formwork for our fiscal, correct? W-9s. The description's cut a 48, to build a 48 by 80 addition to the service department building. The amount is $355,000. $355,000. Thank you. Is there a fund number this comes out of, or?
I got it. I know what it is.
Okay.
Second.
The building.
Yeah, Mr. Johnson seconded. Could I have a roll call?
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Thank you.
Denny, do you think you can get that W-9 pretty quick?
Yeah.
Denny, you want all this? This all goes over to you, correct? Everything in here?
Yep.
Please pass that with me and put that all together.
Wasn't there a...
He said no, because that's all. That covers that.
Okay.
Thank you.
At this point, I think I'd like to make a motion to go into public comment. Because of the time of day, I'd like to adopt an adjustment from 5 minutes to 3 minutes per person. And I got a second.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
We are in public comment. If you choose to talk, state your name, your address, and... Yes.
Yes. Sandra Billick, 3414 Hamlin Road. I'm just very concerned about this Board of Trustees and what's going on with this township. We have minutes that are behind. We have records requests that are not being filled. This is the second attempt now to hire somebody to help in the administration office. And now, the board apparently has hired outside legal counsel. I know the fiscal officer has requested numerous times for this board to allow her outside legal counsel. Finally, apparently that's going to happen, which is apparently going to cost the township a lot of money. I just don't know what's going on here. Thank you.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Dana Johnson, 3298 Bosket. Just with the conversation today of donations and stuff, I had made a donation to the playground committee, and I just wanted to know what happened with those donations. Does that go in just that general donation fund? And just kind of how much money did we even raise?
When did you make a donation to the playground?
Probably June of 2021.
Did you ever receive that?
No, I gave a cash donation. Alice, did you make a donation too at that? We went to a party that, in lieu of gifts, they were receiving donations for the playground.
I don't remember going to that party, to be honest with you. So I would have to say no.
Did you make a donation?
Doing that, no.
Mike, you were at the party. Did you make a donation?
I don't know anything about that.
You didn't? Okay.
Yeah.
Probably June of 2021, there was a party that in lieu of gifts, we made donations to the playground.
Did you, do you have a receipt?
It was cash.
Well, the township still hands out receipts for...
You never gave me a receipt.
You didn't hand me cash. I can't speak to that because I didn't get cash from you.
That's okay. Noted. Thank you.
Okay. Any others? If it's okay, the will of the board. Well, trustee comments. Anybody?
Public comment.
Well, like to close public comment?
Second that.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye. Aye.
We have trustee comments next. I have nothing. You have anything?
No.
It's the will of the board. I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.
Wait,
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye. Time I have is 9:58 p.m.